Responsibility of Restoration, Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Galatians 6, 1 reads, "Brethren, if any man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted." God's word is alive. It is not a dead letter. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." God's word is effective. Isaiah 59, verse 10 and 11 says, "For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it." God's word is not dead, it's alive. God's word is effective, and God intends for his word to save men. James chapter 1, verse 21 says, "Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul." There are two classes of people that are lost, the alien sinner and the erring Christian. Erring Christians are in danger of death. The second death, the death of the soul. James chapter 5, verse 19 and 20 says, "Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and hide a multitude of sins." God's word can connect the erring and restore the fallen. There are three important aspects of the text of Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Number one is the Christian's responsibility to the erring. Number two, the responsibility of the Christian in going about restoring in the right spirit. And number three, the responsibility of the erring to be restored. Let's look at the Christian's responsibility to the erring. God's plan for saving man includes the work of man. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4 says, "But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts." Romans chapter 10, verse 13 to 17 says, "For it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how shall they call on him of whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For well did Isaiah say, who hath believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2 says, "And the things which thou hast heard of me among faithful witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." This duty of Christians to restore is a positive thing. It is a good thing to restore men. But those overtaken may not appreciate others taking on this duty. They may react in a negative manner. But the hope is that the lost will be found. There was a woman who lost a coin and looked for it. Luke chapter 15, verses 8 through 10. "Even what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, does not light a candle and sweep the floor and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which was lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." And we have the example of the man who lost a sheep and looked for it. Luke 15, 4 through 7. "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance." Faithful Christians should look for lost people. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 says, "For hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his step." And Luke 19:10 says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which is lost." If we're going to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, we're going to seek and save that which is lost. Are we responding to this responsibility to restore the fallen? Maybe we have fallen away from this duty of restoring the fallen. Maybe we need to be restored back to the taking on of the responsibility of restoring those who have fallen. Number two, we want to look at the responsibility of the Christian in going about restoring in the right spirit. They are said to have the spirit of meekness or gentleness. The spiritual are to restore the overtaken. Spiritual people are spiritually minded. Romans chapter 8 verses 5 through 8 says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God." Spiritually minded people are people who have their affection set on things above. Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 to 3 says, "If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God." Spiritually minded people are people who have crucified the flesh. Galatians 5:24 says, "And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts." There are people who produce the fruit of the Spirit, as we read in Galatians 5:22-23. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." And third, we want to look at the responsibility of the erring to be restored. People are responsible for their conduct. God created man as such. Adam and Eve were held responsible for their choices. In Genesis chapter 3, starting in verse 6, we read, "And the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." Bottom line, she did eat. He did eat. And if you continue to read in Genesis chapter 3, you will see that she was punished for her choice of eating, and he was punished for his choice of eating. The soul that sinneth will die. Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 20 says, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him." Men will give account of the choices that they make in this life. Romans chapter 14, verse 11 and 12 says, "So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or occasion to fall in his brother's way." We know the erring can return. Isaiah 55, verse 6 through 7 says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Jesus says, "If any man will," Matthew 16:24, "Then Jesus said unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me." The erring can repent. Quickly after his conversion, Simon the sorcerer desired to be able to pay money, to be able to lay his hands on someone, and then receive the gift of the Holy Ghost just as the apostles. But Peter said to this new convert, "Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee." The erring can confess their sins. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 to 9 says, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." In conclusion, the time to be restored is now. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2 says, "For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Life on earth is both brief and uncertain. James chapter 4, verse 13 to 17 says, "Go to now, ye that say, Today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For what you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Be careful, because one can stray away and stay away too long. Hebrews 6:6 warns of that. If they shall fall away, to renew them unto repentance, seeing they crucify themselves, the Son of God afresh, and put him to open shame. If you have erred from the truth, the time to return unto the Lord is now. If you have stopped looking for those lost sheep of the Lord, the time to start looking is now.